4 million people are estimated to be food insecure following this year's very poor harvest as a result of bad weather and the locust invasion. We estimate, in fact, that nearly 10 million more people could be at risk of food insecurity as the so-called lean season progresses. This is the period between now and the harvest, which is expected in March of next year.
Is the food insecurity as a result of drought, or are there other issues that have affected the crop production in Madagascar?
Well, it's a whole combination of factors. Very erratic weather conditions last year, cyclones earlier this year, which caused quite severe flooding. Then there was a period of drought, poor rains, and of course this plague of locusts, which has devastated much of south of the island and really hit the harvest very, very severely. This is an extraordinary situation, really. It's one of the worst such locust invasions in about 60 years, I believe.
What food crops are mainly affected? Is it staple foods?
Well, first of all, you have rice. Rice production has declined about 20%, resulting in a fairly severe rice deficit. Maize production is also down. That won't satisfy domestic requirements, and it's going to be necessary to import quite a lot of maize to help bridge the national deficit there.
And is the food insecurity being felt in some parts of the country, or it is the entire country, both urban and rural?
It's mainly the south of the island. People, particularly in the south, are very vulnerable to food insecurity and feel the impact a lot more. We estimate that about 68% of the population is food insecure in the south. You've got chronic malnutrition. About half of all children are suffering from stunting. That's low height for their age. And this is compounded by all sorts of other problems, including deepening poverty, very high unemployment, and the political stalemate is feeding into all of this. It's really a very worrying situation.
The locust infestation has been going on for the last almost 3 years. Control measures are in place. Are they not working?
Well, yes. The FAO is about to embark on a major 3-year locust control program with the government. They started doing aerial surveys to identify the affected areas last month, and spraying is due to begin later this month. I think they're looking at reducing the population of locusts over about 2 million hectares, but that's a huge amount of land that's been infested. So it will take some time to bring this under control, I would say.
And how would you say the population is coping with all this food insecurity?
The population is struggling, really. I'd say that there are many problems because of unemployment, general insecurity. People's ability to survive has been severely eroded. We estimate that about 28% of rural households, for example, are suffering from food insecurity. So what happens is you get food prices during the lean season. That's between now and next March when the crops are harvested. And of course, we have the cyclone season coming up. That's November to April, which further exposes people to hunger. And you get people typically cutting back on meals, not eating as regularly. And in severe cases, then, if people have any livestock, even chickens and so on, they start to sell them off. But we are responding to the situation. WFP and its partners hope to assist nearly 1 million people. These are the more vulnerable people on the island this year. But it's not easy, and we're quite underfunded in the main operations we're doing. So that's really constricting our ability to respond. And in some cases, we were faced with a situation earlier this year where we thought we might have to radically scale back our school meals program, for example. Fortunately, some funding came in for that. It's enabled us to keep going until April of next year. But we are very constrained in this regard. And we do have various programs, Food for Assets, whereby we give food to people who are working on so-called resilience-building projects, making canals, putting in place irrigation systems, tree planting, all this sort of stuff to make the communities a bit more able to cope with shocks as a result of climate change and so on and so forth. It's a big problem, not just for our operations in Madagascar, I should say, in much of the world. And we're obviously very grateful to donors who have given generously and particularly enabled us to keep programs like school meals and so on going.